ABC Radio Australia.
Well, discussions are continuing between the Indonesian government and the United Nations to allow its officials to enter the West Papua region after an escalation of violence in recent months. Now, Indonesia's recently reissued its invitation to the global body, but there are some concerns now that the proposed access may be postponed as the country gears up for its national election in April. We're going to have more on that shortly, hearing from Ravina Shamdasani, who's the spokeswoman from the United Nations Human Rights Commission. But first, calls for the West Papua region to be granted independence are certainly continuing. This week, activists took to the streets in various Australian cities, calling for the federal government here to support an independence referendum. The protest came after a video went viral this week showing Indonesian police using a live snake at least 2 metres long to interrogate a member of the West Papua National Committee. Police say they'd arrested him because he'd allegedly stolen mobile phones. They have now acknowledged that officers terrorised him with the snake and have since apologised. But activists like Peter Elabi, who protested in Darwin, believe it's part of a culture of human rights abuses against people there.
That's why I came here, and I want to raise the awareness to stop that ongoing human rights abuses happening in West Papua, and we want West Papua to be independent.
Melanesians who call the region home have been pushing for independence for decades. A referendum was held in July 1969, overseen by the United Nations. It was called the Act of Free Choice, but it's been heavily criticised. Among those critics is Hugh Lunn, an Australian journalist who was on the ground reporting for the Reuters news agency.
I thought it would be a vote. What a fool I was. But under the UN, it was not a vote. They specially selected 1,025 people in the 8 provincial capitals and told them they had to make the decision. They all voted for to be part of Indonesia, but as I was walking through the fair, people stuck letters under my arm. One of them was addressed to the nicest man in Meraki, and they said, "This is all a fuck. We're scared to say anything. No one knows what to do."
The West Papua region, that's the western half of the New Guinea island, officially became part of Indonesia after that vote. Since then, there have been continuous reports of violent crackdowns and human rights abuses committed by Indonesian authorities against pro-independence supporters. The Indonesian government, though, says it has been paying special attention to the human rights issues. And since coming to power in 2014, the current president, Joko Widodo, has made economic and infrastructure development a priority. That's something experts say is important to try stem the conflict.
He effort to resolve the West Papua issue, but only by increase the economic development. He conducts many infrastructure construction, Trans-Papua Highway.
Cahyo Pamangas is a researcher at the Indonesian Institute of Sciences who's conducted extensive field research in West Papua.
But the problem is that it cannot resolve the violence because the road or the highway that built by the government does not provide many benefit to the West Papua, the Papua native. There is no freedom of expression in West Papua for the Papua native.
Cahyo Pamangas and his colleagues recently visited the Indonesian presidential office to deliver their recommendations on how best to approach the issue of West Papua.
The government should cancel the military operation, withdraw the troops and the police from the central mountain because it increased the potency of human rights abuse. There is no other option.
He also recommends the government hold discussions with pro-independence campaigners and points to another group within Indonesia, the Free Aceh movement, that also engaged in a deadly fight for independence for decades until they reached a peace agreement in 2005. Under that deal, the separatists agreed to disarm while the Indonesian government withdrew its non-local military and police.
My recommendation is that the national government should conduct a dialogue to West Papuan stakeholders, the West Papuan leaders inside the West Papuan or outside West Papuan. Because if we could not resolve the conflict by using violence, by military operation, it would fail. The Indonesian government can offer the border autonomy or like the Free Aceh movement or the establishment of the local political party or the the raising of local, the West Papuan symbols,